Job chapter 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, Should not such a multitude of words be answered? Should this man so full of talk be acquitted? Should your boasting make others remain silent? When you mock, will no one make you feel ashamed? For you say to God, My beliefs are pure, I am clean in your eyes. But, oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you, that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, for sound wisdom has two sides. Know then that God demands from you less than your iniquity deserves. Can you understand God by searching for him? Can you comprehend the Almighty perfectly? The matter is as high as heaven. What can you do? It is deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. If he passes through and shuts anyone up, if he calls an assembly, then who can stop him? For he knows deceitful people. When he sees iniquity, does he not notice it? But foolish people will gain understanding when the foal of a wild donkey is born a man. But suppose that you set your heart right and reach out with your hands toward God. Suppose that iniquity is in your hand, but that you put it far away from you, and do not let unrighteousness live in your tents. Then you will certainly lift up your face without a sign of shame. Indeed, you will be steadfast and will not fear. You will forget your trouble. You will remember it only like waters that have flowed away. Your life will be brighter than the noonday. Though there be darkness, it will become like the morning. You will be secure because there is hope. Indeed, you will find safety about you and will take your rest in safety. Also, you will lie down in rest, and none will make you afraid. Indeed, many will seek your favor. But the eyes of wicked people will fail. They will have no refuge. Their only hope will be a last gasp of life.